Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
Everybody talks, everybody spoils everything online. It's all spoilers. I can't go online and do anything without spoilers anymore, so I mean,
don't post spoiler images on your Instagram.
Yeah.
Unless you've made it perfectly clear in your profile that it's a spoiler thread. Because I saw something the other day that it was heartbreaking that it was spoiled to me.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And I just left a message on that. And it was just, you know, he's a pretty prominent fan, but it wasn't a spoiler. You know, it wasn't like spoilers here. Yeah. And I just left a message just like, yeah, thanks, man. That's how I wanted to know that was going to be in the movie.
Yeah.
So, think about it. Like,
that kind of broke.
No, not really, no.
Hard too when I saw that.
Oh, the worst. We were talking before when we were getting dinner. You've got quite a presence on Instagram. But one of your friends posted a custom of one of his figures. We're being as vague as possible because it's a spoiler-free environment.
Yeah.
But the custom was a spoiler.
It was.
And I didn't even know it was one of your friends, but I just like laid into him in the comments.
Yeah.
And what was the response?
I forget the response to it or anything like that, you know. And he's one of my best friends too, which is pretty funny. But I was like, oh, crap, there we go. Two of my good buddies going in and out. And for the most part, you know, it's understood. We got our understanding. We got it squared away and everything like that. You know what I mean? We've moved on. And without saying anything in particular, it was a bit of a spoiler. And it leaked, like, within that week. So, I mean, it was an awesome job. But I get it from your standpoint and I get it from my buddy's standpoint. But I'm really glad we're able to move fast. So.
Are we?
Aaron, I love you, buddy.
But just, you guys, when you post stuff, even if you're like on Facebook or Twitter and you're watching a TV show, like you can just say, oh my God, what an amazing ending.
I know.
Not
I know.
Just like, I can't believe C-3PO is now a Jedi. Like,
yeah. I know, who'd have thought he would turn into a Jedi? That's just crazy.
Let's keep it vague. But what else happened? You're doing you've based off the First Order, which is spoiler alert, it's the new evil force in Force Awakens, apparently.
I thought it was pretty interesting that there is nothing. I love the name. I think it's really cool. The First Order. I think it's cool. It makes me think of like the new Order, the Banner, something like that. Anyways, that's just ridiculous. But I think of it like, all right, this is a cool name. I want to take this name. So, you know, I got a couple of domains. Saw the Instagram account was open. And I was like, you know, I've been really wanting to put something together for a while, which would be like a little Star Wars vintage club where I could get like a bunch of like Star Wars collectors. You know, I could get like a bunch of, you know, dealers. Just basically like a little tight community on Instagram or on Facebook, you know, locally, which it's turned out to be like that, which, you know, everything I've wanted to be is it's actually happened. So, you know, we have little meetups, we do trading, we're all in the same, you know, community on Instagram, on Facebook, and my good friend Aaron, who posted that one picture,
coming for you, Aaron.
Yeah, he's coming for you, but he
is, you know, that thing on that thing that you customized, I'm gonna break yours.
Well,
I'm coming for you, Aaron.
Oh.
Aaron, come out to play.
He's going to come get me now for that. He's such a great guy, and he has such an amazing collection. Like, seriously, when you see his collection, you'll just freak out. It's so pristine and just, like, well thought out. And And, you know, I came to him and I was like, hey, man, he asked me, he's like, sure, off the bat, do you need any help with this? And I'm like, I absolutely do. And I think you'd be perfect for this because, you know, you seem like a currently like completely trustworthy guy. And he has been helping me run the First Order page and the First Order Star Wars Club, vintage Star Wars Club that we've been working on. And it's getting pretty big. We're making t-shirts, we're popping them out, we're Wizards from, you know, Tim Mencinas, Mencinas Artist Sith Fits, in case, you know, a prior guest of yours. But we've been putting this like little community together, and we've been finding a lot of really cool collectors. Like one of which is Chris, one of your last podcasts, like he's part of it. And it's just really cool. Like a bunch of people trading figures locally.
I find it interesting that you've called a vintage Star Wars collecting club.
Yes.
After Star Wars figures that haven't come out yet.
Yes, yes. And like that's something that something I thought was pretty funny when I originally thought of the idea. I was like, okay, well, this is the First Order. This is like a vintage Star Wars club. And, you know, like what's always come to my mind is the first 12 action figures. It's the First Order of Star Wars figures to me is the first 12 figures, 12 packs. Like, you know, you got your early bird, first four, and then I always thought like the first 12.
Explain 12 packs for those.
A 12 pack are the first 12 Star Wars action figures ever made.
So when you look on the back, it's yeah, 12 figures.
It's the first 12. And I always thought that's the First Order of Star Wars toys, like those ones right there. And when I heard that name, immediately that's what I thought of. And I was like, this would be like such a cool name to roll out. Like the First Order, I get it, you know, it's Force Awakens and stuff like that. But at the same time, I'm like, we're in like a new era right now of Star Wars collecting. And I just think it'd be fun to like incorporate this new era and actually involve the original like 12 action figures and put like a little club together. And so far, it's been really successful. Like the group we have has been really cool. Like there's been a lot of trading, like a lot of inside, like a lot of dealers have been coming up to us and being like, hey, you know, we really support what you guys are doing and like trying to make this like little Star Wars community, because a lot of this shit's really hard to find. A lot of this is like really tough to like do with people, you know, with all the reproduction cards, with all the reproduction weapons. Like it's really tough to find people who actually know what they're doing, who like can actually spot a fake, who could actually buy something off of eBay without having to be worried about being ripped off. And it's kind of what we're trying to put together right now. We're like, all right, well, Aaron is a professional at this. He knows what he's doing. You know what I mean? Like I like to think that I know a little bit about vintage Star Wars toys, you know, just based off my experience. But like getting all these people together and, you know, finding stuff, helping each other out in this community, like it's been really successful. It's been really cool, like for each one of us. Like, so it's a little Star Wars club that we put together and it's going really well. And that's about that, man.
So people can follow it on the First Order on Instagram.
First Order, Instagram, firstorder.net. You could find it right there. Just Google the First Order. You'll see some Star Wars stuff that's located.
Don't
here.
Google the First Order, everyone. There might be Star Wars spoilers
There'll be spoilers on it. So I don't know. It is kind of weird that I picked it for the new movie, but at the same time, it kind of makes sense to me. I don't know. Maybe it's stupid. Maybe it's not. I don't know. From the response of others, it seems pretty cool. So I don't know. What do you think?
I like it. I like the juxtaposition.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know.
There'll be vintage toys in 30 years.
Yeah, there'll be vintage toys. Yeah. So, I don't know.
You'd be like,
I mean, shit.
You'd be like going, this is the first sequel figure.
This is it.
We lined up for this at San Diego Comic Con.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys, as well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/steelwars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.